This is the Tiger 102.75.
The measles outbreak in Yala has worsened, with 859 children now having been infected and the death toll standing at 10 cases. Health officials and volunteers are knocking on doors in parts of the region to ensure that children are vaccinated. The Betong district has now vaccinated 571 children, 89% of the target, but many parents are still refusing such a treatment for their children. This is despite officials explaining to them that measles can affect children up to 4 years old, and although it could heal by itself, many children can develop complications, such as lung and brain inflammation, that can be fatal. The 10 deaths have occurred between September the 1st and October the 27th. The southernmost province's aim is to get 7,000 at-risk children, especially those aged between 5 months and 5 years old, vaccinated by November the 4th. A video clip of a man falling off his motorbike at a checkpoint in Rasada on Monday night has gone viral in local social media. The elder brother of the injured man claims that police grabbed his brother's collar when the man was on the bike. He wrote in the Facebook message, "You hit until unconscious and then you used your feet to poke. Do you think my younger brother is dead? Wearing police uniforms at checkpoint, you can hit anyone?" The video clip shows a checkpoint set up in Rasada. A motorbike went through the checkpoint. The bike continues and falls over as the rider can be seen skidding into the side of a parked car. The police reaction is rather odd, tentatively approaching the clearly injured man and poking him with their feet. Later, the injured man was bundled into a police pickup truck and taken to hospital. You can see the video and the rest of that story at thetiger.com. And an army helicopter flying senior military officers from Suratani to Ranong provinces was forced to make an emergency landing at Chumpon yesterday because of a thunderstorm cell that developed quickly along the route. The Bell 212 helicopter encountered sudden heavy rains, forcing it to make an emergency landing at a district football field. No one was injured in the routine emergency procedure. Four major generals and three other army officers had to be transported in a van to their destination in Ranong. The helicopter waited out the storm, then continued with its journey. The Standard Chartered Bank is expecting the Bank of Thailand to start monetary policy normalisation and increase the interest rates by 25 basis points from 1.5% to 1.75% this November. However, due to the current concerns about the pace of the baht's appreciation, Standard Chartered Bank expects no further rate hikes in December. This all from the bank's leading economist, Tim Lilalapan. Yesterday, the baht weakened to 33.3 baht to the US dollar, its lowest in 8 weeks. The BOT's been slow to normalize its monetary policy when compared to neighboring countries because of current worries about the baht's rate of appreciation. In the first quarter of 2018, the baht rose by 4.5%, a clear outperformer in Asia's emerging markets. However, in the fourth quarter, there's a slowdown in the baht's appreciation, and the BOT is expected to hike interest rates next month. The National University entrance exams may be brought forward to avoid clashing with the general elections, tentatively set for February the 24th. The Education Minister said yesterday that the General and Professional Academic Aptitude Tests, known as GAT and PAT, could be held a week earlier than previously scheduled. He says the decision to bring the test forward was to ensure the schedule of the Thai University Centre admission system is not delayed. The development comes in response to previous concerns that holding the GAT-PAT exams on the same day as the election would not give first-time voters a chance to cast their ballots. Air accident investigators have begun the slow process of ascertaining the cause of the helicopter crash which took the lives of the King Power chairman and four other people at the weekend at the Leicester City ground. The sombre inquiry coincided with the opening of a book of condolences at Leicester City's King Power Stadium, where fans flocked to leave tributes to the man who transformed their club, their city, and left them with possibly the greatest fairy tale success story in the history of English football.